With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. That's what President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in a phone call today, days after Israeli airstrikes killed seven food aid workers in Gaza and added a layer of complication in the leaders' increasingly strained relationship. The White House says the Democrat president told Netanyahu, quote, an immediate ceasefire is essential. Netanyahu's office said his security cabinet approved a series of immediate steps to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into the area. Also at SRNnews.com, one person's dead, two others hospitalized when a section of crane fell from a building in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
A construction crew was in the process of stepping the crane during the construction of a high-rise building when a section being prepared to increase the crane's height came loose. One construction worker fell with the crane section, causing fatal injuries. The crane section landed on a nearby bridge, damaging at least two vehicles. A man and a woman who had been on the ground were taken to a nearby hospital. The bridge and the river that runs underneath it are closed indefinitely. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to quickly dismiss impeachment articles against Homeland Security Mayorkas when they're delivered by the House next week.
One Senate GOP aide says Schumer is expected to schedule a vote on a motion to dismiss or a motion to table the charges shortly after they're delivered. Schumer is facing little pressure to hold a full trial, with even many Republicans saying it might amount to an unwanted distraction this election year. Further, some say blame for any failures at the southern border belongs to President Biden, not Mayorkas, for implementing White House policy. Bob Agnew reporting.
Salvage crews continue working on that wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is SRN News. The cost of transgenderism in sports being tracked on a new website.
Every time a male wins an athletic competition against females, it is recorded at shewon.org. The site lists nearly 300 first place, 263 second place, and 250 third place awards that have gone to males playing against females. The operators of SheWon.org also estimate the men have taken scores of scholarships away from women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental values. The AP NORC survey reveals about 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law are very important. However, while 58% of Republicans think a culture grounded in Christian values and beliefs is an essential characteristic of America, only 18% of Democrats agree. This is SRN News. A lot of red ink today at the corner of Wall and Broad.
Stocks slumped after a Federal Reserve official raised the possibility of delivering none of the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street had been banking on. That's if inflation worsens. The S&P 500 dropped 1% for its worst day since February. It erased an earlier gain of nearly 1% that had brought it to the cusp of its record. Markets were already unsettled before Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari expressed concern about inflation.
John Scott reports the Dow lost 530 points to close at 38,596, while the Nasdaq dropped 228 points to finish at 16,049. The S&P 500 shed 64 points, ending the day at 51.47, and New York oil gained $1.16 to $86.59 a barrel. More details at SRNnews.com.